Sif Dalet. That's the most important sif that comes up halacha l'maisa today in industrial kashrus. That there is a machlekes. Taisus presents it as a machlekes Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Ephraim. But when you look in the Torah in the Beis Yosef, it's really truth. It's a machlekes all the rishonim against Rabbeinu Tam. The Mechaber paskans like Rov Rishonim that we don't say chaticha nasis nevela bishari surim only by basa b'cholov. And the Pashtus is a chaticha nas nevela b'bas b'cholav is a din deraisa, and the vort of chaticha nas nevela b'bas b'cholav is heta nepach liyosisa. That's exactly what bas b'cholav is all about. Used to be each one used to be heter, and when they combine together, when you cook it together, it becomes isa. We had a shach in Simen Pei Zayin Sirkot Lamed that we spent a lot of time on. The shach second the shach had a kashan aramo by Dovra Mamid. And the Shach's second suggestion was that this din deraisa, this idea, the chaticha nas neveda, the het the nepach li asiser, only applies if it's basa b'cholav deraisa. That means derech bishul. If it's only basa b'cholav ideim licha ide kovush, so the Shach, working on a difficulty in the Ramah, the Shach came up with the suggestion that that doesn't become het the nepach li asiser. You don't say chaticha atzma nasis nevela. What it means is that you're eating fleshiks and milchiks at the same time, which is awesome at the Rabbanim. But not that it's chaticha atzma nas nevela. It remains heter, and that's why if you have a basa b'cholav that's only the Rabbanim, it became a basa b'cholav by de kovish, by de malicha, then you won't say davar hamamid, because davar hamamid doesn't apply. If mamidimosa, if you have gevinish and mamidimosa be your kevas kshero, so we in Shulchan Aruch, we follow the opinion of the Rimagash. There were three opinions. So Tosis' opinion is that if you mamid milk, ba'or kevas ksheira, it'll also become basa b'cholav derabbanan. Davar mamid not only applies to an iser, if an iser is mamid, if flesh is mamid milk to make it into cheese, so Tosis says that'll also be also. I said, why did the Gemara now with the Zohar say that the reason why the Chachamim prohibited, the reason why the Tanoim made gzeira against Gvina Sakam is because they were concerned with Nesh Maminas, also ba'or kevas nevela? You could have just as well said Maminimos Beorkevus Ksheira. So Tosis says, no, if you know Bivadois that that's what they did, Maminimos Beorkevus Ksheira, then it would be Basa Bechola. But you don't know for sure. We're making a Gzer Drabban because maybe, no, come on, it's a Sfeka Drabban, look cool, you have the right to make such a far fetched Gzer. In the Shulchan Aruch, we don't pass like that, we pass like the Rimagash because the Ramam adopted the position of the Rimagash. And the Mechaber follows the Ramam, and the Ramah doesn't disagree here. The Ramah maybe should have disagreed. The Ramah usually, whenever the Tosis does not agree with the Rambam, the Mechaber quotes the Ramah often will quote the Balei HaTosis. Here, the Ramah is not Masigi, he leaves it like that. We follow the Ramam over here. Then there was a third opinion, the Shach quotes the Mashal, and there was a group of Rishonim, a whole like that. There's never a din of Mamid. Even Mamid, if you're Mamid, Bar Kevis Nevela, that's the reason why the Chachamim prohibited Gvina Sakam. But it's not that they introduced the din that Dovra Mamid is Le Batal. No, B'Alma, there is no such din. This is lehisrachik min anochrim. If it's gvinas hakum, if it's gvinas Yisrael, if a Jew made gvina by using orkevas nevela, and he was mamid, it'll be the tam is bottle b'shishim. There is no such thing as mamid. Gvinas hakum, they made a gzera, just like they made a gzera pasakum and bishalakum and yenakum. Stam yen. So they made a gzera gvinas hakum because an issue, whatever reason why, but mamid per se never asked. So the Shach says. The Mashal paskins like those who shine him, vein dvar mechrach. We don't follow that Mashal. We follow the middle of the road Shita, centrist orthodox. We follow the Psak of the Mechaber, the Rimagash, the Rama Meshem Rimagash, that by Iser Mamid Asas, and by Heta Mamid doesn't Asas. So that was the Shach's Kasha. If Iser Asas the Mamid, if the Ramah talks about a case where you have Bas Bechol of the Rabbanah, you are Mamid milk and you make Gvinus out of it. And Ramah just says that it's batal b'shishim. How can it be batal b'shishim? What happened to the din of mamid? So the Shach's second answer was that if it's only batal b'chol d'rabbanan, then it doesn't become chatir hatzman nasis nevela. Fine, okay. So the Mechaber paskins here in Tzadik Beis Siv Dalet like Rov HaRishonim that chatir hatzman nasis nevela only applies to batal b'chol, does not apply to sharisim. The Ramah is machma like the Rabbi Natam that it does apply to sharisim. So the Shach right away writes in Sivkot Niyud Beis, in Tzadik Beis, Sivkot Niyud Beis, he quotes all the Rishonim, that this is only with the Rabbanim. Rabbi Kadega tells you to look in the Taisus Kufam and Beis, but Taisus assumes Beferish, that according to the Rabbi Natam, that there's a din of Chatir Chatzunas Ve'el B'Shari Surim, that's also a din derais. So the Shach doesn't paskin like that, Taisus. He's right, Rabbi Kadega is right, the Taisus Taka says like that, Beferish. So Taisus asks the Kasha, How do you ever do Hagolah? How does Hagolah ever work? Whenever you do Hagolah, the treifa blia, you take a treifa knife and you put it into burning hot water, and the treifa blia goes into the water. What's going to prevent the treifa blia that came into the water from going back into the knife and making a treifa again? So one opinion in Tosis was, no, based on the Gemara and after Kuf Chesam and Beis, that the treifa blia that just came out is not going to go back in. Another tom that's floating around the water will go back into the knife. Other flavors. But the treifa blia that it just spit out is not going to go back in. So Tosis says, that's ridiculous. How does the knife know to distinguish between this blia and the other blia? That it's only going to be balea, other blias, other flavors that are floating around. But the flavor that it just spit out, it was just maplet, the treifa blia is not going to be balea back. Mehechetesa, what has racha kodesh, the treifa plat has racha. The treifa knife or the treifa pot has racha kodesh to know which blia to be balea, which blia not to be balea, doesn't make sense. So Tosis says, and that's quoted l'alach and shulchan aruch, you can only kasher ede hagola if you have shishim in the water can egged the knife. So the treifa blia is going to go into the water, and then it'll become batel b'shishim. By the time it comes back into the knife, it's already in this batel b'shishim, so there's no problem. Or if you don't have shishim against the knife, you have to make sure that the treifa blia is ain't a benyom. That's not a solution on the level of the Raisa, because the Gemara says le'yosu toro kedera bas yoyma. The Gemara says in Psochem and in Nazir that the din der Raisa that says in the end of Chumash Bamidbar regarding Yuli Klimidyan kashering the kelim, that sometimes you need Hagol, sometimes you need Libun, only applies when it's a kedera bas yoyma. When the kedera is ain't bas yoyma, so you don't have to kasher at all. The whole din, exera, ain't be yom atah be yom. That's exera midirabbanon. That's the gemara in the last daf in Maseches Avodah Zarah. The gemara says exera ain't be yom atah be yom. That's only exera midirabbanon. So on the level of the raisa, when the chumash says sometimes you need hagola, sometimes you need libun tekashi. If the bliyah was aydei ha'esh, then you need libun. If the bliyah was beemtzos hamayim, then hagola is sufficient. So when the Torah talks about Hagol, it's only talking about a Ben Yom. Once it's in a Ben Yom, you don't have to kashem anything on the level of Derais. So the Chumash obviously means if you have Shishim in the water, keneged the volume of the knife. Yeah. So then Tosis is bothered with the kashem Kufa Mebeis. This is nice if the Trefa Keli is only a knife. What if it's a gigantic Kli and you don't have such a Kli that has so much water that has Shishim keneged the gigantic Kli that's Trefa? So how can you kashem? So Tosis says, Bishleim, if you hold like the Rabbein Ephraim, like the Rov HaRishonim, that you don't say, Chaticha Nasis Nevei Lebishari Surim. So then they say, it's not a kasha. Your kasher, let's say, you have, I have a treifa pot, gigantic pot. I don't have shishim in the water. Let's say I'll have 20 times the volume, let's say I'll have 10 times the volume of the water. So the treifa blia, and it's a ben yomo. So the treifa blia will go, when I'll kasher, treifa blia will go into the water and it's going to come back. But when it comes back, it's only going to come back 1/10 because it was the 10 units of water against it. And then I'll spill out all that water because that water has a tam kiker. It has 1/10 of it, 1/11 of it is a treifa blia. I'll spill out all that water. And then I'll fill up the pot again with clean water, with kosher water. And then I'll kasher the pot the second time. So the second time, the treifa blia is only 1/10 of the thickness of the treifa plot. Originally, we don't know how much treifa blia there was. So the Shulchan Aruch says, based on the Gemara, you have to measure shishin keneg, the whole thickness of the pot. But the second time around, I know that I kashered, the whole treifa blia went into the water. There went 10 units of kosher water against the 1 unit of treifa. So there's only 1/11 of the pot is treifa. So now when I'm going to have 10 times as much, it's only 1/11, so it's going to be 1/100 now. So if I'll do Hagola a second time, so the second time I'll have Shishim. So this is Nicha, I have way more than Shishim. So this is Nicha, if you hold like the Rabbeinu Ephraim, that there's no din of Chatich Atzman Asnavela B'Shari Surim. But if you hold like the Rabbeinu Tam, that there's even a din of Chatich Asnavela B'Shari Surim. So the first time around, when I kashed the pot, it's not going to help to do Hagola twice. When I kashed the pot the first time, I didn't have shishim. It was such a big pot, and the other pot wasn't so much bigger. It only had 10 times the volume. The water of the pot where I'm kashering only had 10 times the volume of the thickness of the treifa pot. So the treifa blia goes into the water. You don't have shishim against it. So you have to now measure shishim keneged kulo. You measure shishim keneged kulo by the second time, you're not going to have shishim keneged kulo. So that's what Tosfos says. According to Rabbi Natam, it's really a little bit doichek. You have to take the pasuk in Chumash that says you have to kasha all the treif kelim either with hagola or with libun. You have to zet sign. You have to you twist the arm of the pasuk and you're forced to interpret in the pasuk that it's talking about forks and knives, little kelim, or frying pans that you have a bigger kli that has shishim against the whole thickness of the frying pan. But if you have such a monster of a kli, a treif kli, it's so big that you simply don't have a kli big enough to have shishim in the water, can egg the thickness of the treifa kli, then you taka can't kasher it on the level of the rice. You have to wait till it's ena ben yom. On the level, once you wait till it's ena ben yom, you don't have to kasher at all. The whole din of ena ben yom is only midirabbanan. Okay. So that's what Tosfos says. So that's what Rabbi Kivega says. You see from the way Tosfos makes the presentation that they're assuming within the Rabbi Natam that Chatecha Nasvela Bishari Surim is a din de rice. So it's correct. Tosfos taka holds like that, but we don't accept that Tosfos. We follow this shach in Sukkot Yud Beis that the whole din of Chanan Bishari Surim is only mid the Rabbanon, and there's a long run the end of Perek. The run on the side of the Rif, the end of Perek Kalabos, a very long run. He takes over the whole daf. There's no Rif on the daf. There's only run, two long columns. So the run says develops that theme. That's what he says. V'chein kosov haran, the shach writes, the b'sharisum havim d'rabbanon, it's a gzera oto basa b'cholom. That's why there are some machreinim who want to say halacha l'maisa, that since basa b'cholom, their rice is only derech bishul. So in sharisum, he say, chaticha nas nabele b'sharisum d'rabbanon, it's a gzera oto basa b'cholom, it's only derech bishul. But if in sharisum, there's a b'liya de kovash, there's a b'liya de malicha, so then maybe we will not say chaticha nas nabele. Because the whole Chanan b'sharisum is a gzera oto basa b'cholov, and basa b'cholov, it's a gzera derabbanon, not to a din derais, and basa b'cholov derais is only derach bishul. That's why there are some achrenim, the Prima Godim quotes, and the Darkin Shuva quotes, a lot of achrenim want to say like that. You only say chaticha nas nevela b'sharisum if it's derach bishul. It's not derach bishul now. Questionable het. It sounds interesting, but it's a questionable het. So we follow as Ashkenazim. I can't say we. Ashkenazim follow their Rambam. Sfardim follow the Mechaber. That you don't say Chanan b'shari surim. And Ashkenazim follow the Rambam. So the Rambam says that there are limits how far you go. So he says if you have Yavish b'Yavish, then for sure the Rishonim have Hoychoches. The Ran quotes all the Hoychoches. By Yavish b'Yavish for sure, it doesn't make sense to say Chaticha Nasus Nevela b'shari surim. It doesn't make sense even by basa b'cholov. How can you have chaticha nasvela but basa b'cholov? What do you have? I have what? I have two chunks of cheese and one chunk of flesh. And I don't know what's what. Can't tell which one is cheese, which one is flesh. So it's not talking about a case like that. So what are you talking about by basa b'cholov? I have three chatichas. Yavish b'yavish mim b'min is batel chad b'trei. Min ha-torah mid-rabbon. Yavish b'yavish Nimbimin is bottle men, a Torah mid Rabban Chabitrei. So if you have one chaticha is basa b'cholov, two chatichas are flesh, can't you tell the difference? Have someone taste it. This one is going to taste milky, the other one is not going to taste milky. Let's say the other two that are kosher were cooked in coconut milk, and this one was cooked in behemoth milk. So this is basa b'cholov, and the other two are kosher, and they taste the same. Or it was cooked in soya milk, whatever. So they taste kemat the same, you can't tell the difference. So the din is that is batla chad b'trei. In such a case, batla chad b'trei. So what if you would have, let's say, a tarubis of yavish b'yavish chad b'chad, and it wouldn't be batla? So would you say chaticha atzman asins nevela? So now, if you want to be mevatlet, you have to have three chatichas of heter against the two chatichas that's a tarubis of isa. One was basa b'chala and one was not. So the Ramah says no. By yavish b'yavish, you never say. That's Beferishi Gemaris like that. Doesn't apply. And the Shach writes in Sivkot Nazayin, does make a difference whether you're dealing with Basa B'cholov or you're dealing with Shari Surim. There is no Chumra over here by Basa B'cholov. This is not going to be, this is not a Chaticha Nasnevela Derais over here. Basa B'cholov gets mixed in with Kosher. By Yavish B'Yavish, you never say Chaticha Nasnevela. It's not Shach to say Heta Nepach Liasis. So by Yavish B'Yavish, there's no question. That's the Shach Tazayin. By Yavish B'Yavish, you don't say Chanan. Kolam Bein B'Basa B'Cholav Bein B'Sharis. What does it mean Bein B'Basa B'Cholav? Chaticha B'Basa B'Cholav got mixed in with another chaticha of normal flesh, so it's Chad B'Chad, and it's not Batel. Chad B'Chad is not Batel. Later on, you want to be Mevatel it, so you don't need 3 units of heter have to get mixed in with the 2 units of isa. No, all you need is one more unit of heter. You don't say hanan biyavish biyavish. That's l'chol adeir. Sure. And then by lach balach, there was a big machlokes of Rishonim on the assumption that you apply hanan b'shari surim. Does it even apply to lach balach hanan? So meikar adin the Ramah paskins that you don't say hanan balach balach. How do you know the meikar adin? He holds because he says if it's a hefsed meruba, yeshlus machalzeh b'sharisim v'tzorach hefsed gadol. The Ramah paskins b'makam hefsed gadol, you can be mekel not to say hanan b'shari surim balach balach. Obviously, the Ramah writes himself in the hakdama to the Torah's chatos. Whenever he's mekel b'makam mitzvah b'makam hefsed meruba, it means a mikra din. The din is always like that. It's only a chumra that we are choshish the other way. So mikra din, we don't apply hanan balach balach, and it's all chumras that we do apply. So now there's an important Ramah in Simin Tzadik Tes. About Hanan Benan. They'll say Hanan Bisharism. Tzadik Tes Sifei. Tzadik Tes Sifei. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the din. Eimavat Lenisa Lechatchila. What's the marker? Eimavat Lenisa Lechatchila. That's the Gemara, the beginning of Masechas Beitza, where the Gemara quotes, where Rashi and Tosfos quote the Mishnah and Trumas. And here in Shulchan Aruch, they all quote the Mishnah and Trumas. It says that Truma is bottle. If it's min b'mino, if truma gets in mixed in min b'mino, so you have to have echad meyo. The Gemara says maseches nida that din that truma needs echad meyo, even though the sifrei learns it out from a pasuk. So the Gemara beferish that that's only a din the rabbanon. So obviously the drasha from the sifrei is only an asmachta mid the rabbanon. Barimcha is migdasho mimenu. The pasuk says that a farmer in Eretz Yisrael has to be mafresh trumas and maisers. So truma could be mashu, menatora truma could be chitachas, but teres is kolakri. But maisa has to be 1%. Maisa has to be 10% of everything. Then the levy takes the 10% that the farmer gives him. He has to be mafresh 10% from that. So 10% of 10% is 1%, and that's maisa mena maisa. And maisa mena maisa is given to the kohanim. It has the exact same din as truma. Just like if a zar eats truma is misa b'dei shamayim, and so trumas meiser, meiser mana meiser also misa b'dei shamayim, and if a zar eats it b'shoigeg, so he has to give keren b'chaimish and tashlumin nas and truma, so all the dinim carry over to meiser mana meiser. And we had the Mishnah in Me'ila said there was a machlekes satanoim, there was a three-way machlekes satanoim. We spoke a little bit about it. In order to get malchus, so how much non-kosher chazer do you have to eat? Let's say nevela, treifa, bas b'chola, how much you have to eat? So Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion kosher hula malkus. L'amar kazayis ele le'inyan chatas belvad. That you don't need a kazayis. Even less than a kazayis is an isa derais and you get malkus. The whole din that there's a sheer kazayis is only with respect to if a person ate chela v'dam b'shoigek, he's chayv to bring a chatas. So there you only bring a chatas if it's done a koris. A koris is only if you eat a kazayis. But if you eat less than a kazayis, malchus there'll be anyway. Needless to say, we don't accept Reb Shimon's opinion. We paskin, in order to get malchus, you have to eat a kazayis. There's even a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Mishlokish, the beginning of the last parak in Yuma, where the chatzishir is asman haTorah, the chatzishir is only asman haRabbanan. So we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara has a klal in Yevomis and Daf Lamed Vav. Whenever there's machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Mishlokish, the Gemara says they voted on everything and they decided the din is always like Rabbi Yechanan, with three exceptions to the rule, and this is not one of the three that I mentioned over there. So the din is like Rabbi Yechanan, and the Chatzishir is Asman HaTorah. Chatzishir is Asman HaTorah, but you don't get Malkus on it. So there's one opinion in the Tanoim that Hetemit Starf Leisa. If you eat a Kazayis of food, and half of the Kazayis of Chazer, and half of the Kazayis is Heter, you get Malkus. So again, we don't accept that opinion. We don't paskin Hetemit Starf Leisa. And within that opinion, Hetem and Starf Liyisa, we pointed out there is a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos in Psochim, and the third parak in Psochim, where they say Hetem and Starf Liyisa only if the Yisa is Balua in the Heter, or even if the Yisa is not Balua in the Heter. So Rabbi Natam's opinion is no, if the Yisa is Balua in the Heter, then halacha lemaisa, that's called Tam Kiker. Then you look on Kazayis Menatarub. It's the only time there's a machlekes Hatanaim. But the Hetem and Starf Lisa, we paskin, no, we paskin ain't Hetem and Starf Lisa. That's if the Iser is not Balu and the Heter. He's eating a trefa salami sandwich. He's eating a ham sandwich. And there's no bli of the ham into the bread. He's eating bread and ham at the same time. That's a machlokes hatanaim. But if, let's say you fried it like that, you fried the ham with the bread, and the ham gave a tam into the bread. So that's, even if you hold ein hetem et starf li yisr, but that's called tam kika. That's rabbin a tam shita. You look on kazayis min ataruvis. The Rosh quotes it by Arichas. The Rosh quotes along Arichas this Rabbein Tam, and it appears in the Sefer Yosha. There were just two versions of the Rabbein Tam. That's a discussion in Achrayim. Did the Rabbein Tam say this only in the case when the Kazayis of Chazer fell into this pot? So if you would have eaten the Kazayis, you would have gotten Malkus. So now the Kazayis fell into the pot, and you just eat a Kazayis Minat Arubis, so you're also like it. What if Chatzi Kazayis, a half a Kazayis fell into the pot? So the half a kazayis that fell in, when you start off, if you would have eaten a half a kazayis, you wouldn't have gotten malchus. So how can you say now that if you eat a kazayis menat harubis, you get malchus? The whole story started off with less than a kazayis. Less than a kazayis, there was no malchus. How can it all of a sudden become malchus? And the other disagreed that it doesn't make any sense. What's the difference whether you started off with a full kazayis of chazer, half kazayis of chazer? But bottom line, you're only eating a kazayis of the tarubis, you're eating kazayis of the soup. The rest of it you're not eating. So if the rest of it you're not eating, so why does that make it worse? I should get malchus because there's the rest of the kazayis is sitting in the pot. But it calls mana, whatever I didn't eat can't be held against me. So that's a machlekes achrayim, how to read the Rabbein Tam. Whether the Rabbein Tam shita that you look on kazayis menaturubis only applies if you started off with a kazayis zisir, or even if you started off with less than a kazayis zavis. So again, so we pass ganein het. There is one tana who holds hetem et starf lisa. We don't accept that if you ain't hetem et starf lisa. Then there's a tana who's of the opinion. Rab Meir is of the opinion. Isurim et starfim zeh mzeh. In order to get malchus, you have to eat a kazayis, but it doesn't have to be a kazayis of the same iser. If you have a half a kazayis of nevela and half a kazayis of basa b'chalav, so these are et starfim zeh mzeh. And again, we don't accept that opinion. The Mishnah in Me'ila says explicitly, Allah Alamaisa, Ein Isurim Mitztarfim Zemzeh, unless it's all Shem Echad. Kol Sheshmaseim Shavim, Shireim Shavim, is Mitztarfim Zemzeh. That's a Mishnah meal. So the Mishnah gives the example, a non Koyan eats Truma. So for a non Koyan, the Truma is Macholas Asuris, it's us. For a Koyan, it's a Mitzvah. When the Koyan eats the Truma, he says, Abichas Anenin, Bari Priyagofen, Ahamoitzi, Abari Minim Zanis, whatever it happens to be, Bari Priyadama. And then he says, "Asher kedushanu b'kedushasu shalar mitzivanu alachilas truma." The Rambam quotes on the last page in Hilchas Trumas. The Rambam says, "Even a kohen who eats trumas chutzlor, it says a bracha. A kohen who eats trumas eretzol, the Rambam never says that's a davar pashut. He says the bracha asher kedushanu b'kedushasu shalar." So for a kohen it's a mitzvah to eat truma, but for a non kohen it's considered an iser. It's macholas asur. So you only get malchus if you eat a kazayis. So what if you had a quarter of a kazayis of a non-kohen eats a quarter of a kazayis of truma, quarter of a kazayis of challah. When you bake bread, you have to be mafish challah. Quarter of a kazayis of maisa min ha-maiser, and a quarter of a kazayis of bikurim. So the Mishnah says that it's all shem echad. Everything is exactly the same. Everything is considered truma. Shmosem shavim, shirem shavim. The shir is the same. On all four, the shir is kazayis. If it's shmosem shavim, but it's not shirem shavim, then it's not mitzvah zem. It has to be shirem shavim. So the Mishnah gives that example that Maiser Mena Maiser is exactly the same din as Truma Gedola. So the Pasuk says that when the farmer gives the Maiser Rishon to the Levi, 10%, the Levi should be Mafresh Maiser Mena Maiser and give it to the Kohen. When the Levi gives the Trumas Maiser to the Kohen, that's considered, that's Farechant like. That has the exact same status as Truma Gedola, that the farmer is Mafrish. The exact same shame Truma Gedola, that the farmer is Mafrish. And then in that Parsha, in the end of Parsha's Pinchos, at the end of Parsha's Koirach, where Koirach was Ma'ur ala Kahuna, so the Rabban Shalom chazes over many of the Chof Talad Matan's Kuna to be Mechazik, the institution of Kahuna and Matan's Kuna. So the Pasuk speaking about Maisa Mena Maisa has a phrase. As Baharim Chemes Migdasho Mimenu, when the Levi removes the Maiser Mena Maiser and he gives it to the Kohen, the Trumas Maiser it's called, so that's called Baharim Chemes Migdasho Mimenu. He takes out the Dova HaMekudesh. The Maiser Rishon does not have Kedusha. Maiser Rishon is Mutta LeLevim, is Mutta LeYisraelim, is Mutta LeZarim. It's just that it's Matonet. It's a Matnas HaLevim. So when you, the ma'isa mina ma'isa, trumas ma'isa has a kedusha to it, has a kedushas truma. So the pasuk calls it barim chemis migdusha mimenu. So the tanoim have a drasha in the sifrei and that pasuk. Why is it called migdusha? Shimnafal latocha mekacho. If that ma'isa mina ma'isa would fall into the original, all of the farmer has 100 bushels, and he takes out 2 bushels and he gives it to the kohen as truma gedolah, the 2%. Meet the Beinonis. I'm Beinoni, you give 2%. And then he gives 10% to the Levi as Maisa Rishon. And the Levi gives 10% as Maisa Mena Maisa. So if that Maisa Mena Maisa would have fallen into the original, you no longer have the original. If that would have fallen back into the original whole unit, so if 1% falls back in, Imnofel Atocha Mekacho, it asses it. The Kadesh means that it asses everything, because you only have 99 units against one. So from the here you derive, you have to have 100 units against one. That for Truma to be bottled, min b'mino, you have to have mayo. If you only have 99 to 1, it's not bottled. So the Gemara in Nida says, Beferish, that din is only Medrabon. So obviously that drosh in the Sifrei is only an asmach, the Medrabon. Tosis writes, Bekama Mekam, is that many droshes in the Sifrei are only asmach, the Medrabon. Fine. So let's go again. So there is a din that truma, in order for truma to be bottled, you have to have meya. That's called echod meya. You have to have 100 units of heter against the 1 unit of issa. It doesn't mean some total meya. Some total echod meya means meya heter against the 1 unit of issa. It's called echod meya. So what's the din? Let's say if a unit of truma falls into 110 units of chulin. So it becomes bottled. You have meya. Min b'mina. So then another, it already became bottled, then another unit of truma falls in. So now I have, instead of 110 units, now I have 111 units, because the 1 unit of truma that fell in became bottled already. I have 111 units, everything is heter. Now a second unit of truma falls in, so I say it's bottled. If the 2 units of truma would have fallen in, b'vasachas, so you would have had to, we would have required mayo against the 2 units. You would have to have 200 units of heter against it. You only had 110 units of heter, but since it fell in b'zach hazeh, so since the first unit became bottle, so the second unit also, it was ready isa nepach lias heter, so the second unit also becomes bottle. So the Vilna Gaon quotes Penetosefto. Where is this in Tzadik Dalet? There's a line in the Mechaber Tzadik Dalet Sif Beis. Mechaber assumes v'loy noida bin time, that there's a difference whether noida bin time or lo noida bin time. The second time Anissa fell in, the first time Anissa fell in, the second time Anissa fell in. So do you say, well, the first Anissa that fell in was bottle already, and Anissa nepach lias heter. So the second Anissa that falls in also becomes bottle. You say no, that choyze v'nir. The first amount is now mitzarf with the second amount. And there's not enough to be mevatlis. And Mechaber says it depends whether noidim in time or noidim in time. Was the yediyas atarubis? Was the not yediyas atarubis? Where did he get this from? Where does he get it? So the Bi'ur HaGra writes in Ches that the Rishonim have a steer between various gemaras and they give different terutzim. And when do you say chozavinir and when do you not say chozavinir? So he says this is the opinion of v'tirutzu harashbam v'haravon v'harivo, that it depends whether noidim in time or noidim in time. Fine. Then he says, the Martchai says the same. And where did they all get it from? The Tosefta. He quotes a Beferisha Tosefta by the Truma. If 1 unit of Truma falls into 110 units of Chulan, it becomes bottle. That's the whole din is only with the Rabbanan, what we're working on, but it becomes bottle be'echer umeyo. So then it becomes Isa Nepach Lias Heter. So if another unit of Truma falls in afterwards, if Noidim in time, the first Truma became this bottle, so then the second unit will also become bottle. But if it's lo noidim in time and the first unit did become bottle, so then I consider zit noflu b'vasachas and you don't have meyah to be mevatel. Yeah. So the mocker, a lot of Rishonim say this, but the Mechaber Paskin, you only say bitl if you have ideas at Tarubis. And the mocker of this, the Rishonim got it from the Tosefta. He says a Tosefta and Trumas, by the Truma falling in mezachazah. Yeah. Do we ever have this in the Bavli? It's only a Tosefta and Trumas. Does it ever appear in the Bavli? So I thought that it's a Beferish Gemara, of all places in Bava Kamma, in the Sugya of Eid Zayman. And many years ago, someone told me that he learned by Rav Unterman, he learned in Rav Unterman's Koilo, Rav Lindemann said this marker in the name of Rav Shimon Shkop. Rav Lindemann learned by Rav Shimon. So, I thought it's the following Gemara. The Gemara in Bava Kama has a din on Daf Ayin Beis on the base. The Gemara has a machlokes itmar. Eid zamim mafrehu nifsal or mikana lahabahu nifsal. If Adam gave testimony and then you mazim the Adam and it turns out that they told a lie, so the people who are caught in a lie cannot don't have any amonis. So they're postulators. So the Gemara has a machlokes Abai v'Rava. Do they become postulators mikana lahabah? They gave the Haggadah to say this 3 months ago, and today we were mazim them. So do we declare mikana lahabah the postulators? But any Haggadah to say this that they gave in the course of the last 3 months is acceptable? But he's saying, no, that's ridiculous. It's igloi milsal mafreya that they gave Eid Sheker 3 months ago. So they became postulators, milsal mafreya. So it's a machlekes abayvi. Rava, this is a famous machlekes, historical machlekes. This is one of the six cases where we pass on like abay, the yalkagam. This is the ayin of the yalkagam, that Eid Zaymeim is lemafreya hu nifson. And we don't accept Rava's opinion. Rava holds that it's only mekan lahabo hu nifson. So why in the world, Rava Mamsh doesn't make any sense? Why should it be only mekan lahabo hu nifson? So the Gemara has two explanations. So one reasoning for Rav is, on the level of the Raisa, he's masking with Abai. It makes sense, it has to be Lamafrehu Nifsal. Rav is then, Mikana Lahabo Nifsal, is only Midirabbanan, Mishum Pseida de Lukuchas. You're going to ruin the whole world of business. You're going to say any documents that they signed within the last 3 months are not meaningful. Not good leiders. So you make everybody, the whole world is going to go crazy. You're going to have to start ripping up all the stories that they signed. So Mishum Seder de Lukuchas, they declared Hefke Bezna Hefke in the area of Din HaMamon. They said, we leave it the way it is. We're only going to be Pasal Damikar Lahabo. So that's one explanation, that Rav on the level of the Rash really agrees with Abaye, that Eid Zaymim should be Menator Elamafrehu Nifsal, and his reasoning is only a Takonad Rabbanan and Din HaMamon Mishum Seder de Lukuchas. The other explanation the Gemara gives is no. The Rabbah disagrees on the level of the Raisa. Rabbah holds Min HaTorah, Mikan al Habahu Nifsal. How in the world does that make any sense? But it's Nisbara today that they gave Eid Sheker 3 months ago. So there should have been Nifsal Eidus as of 3 months ago. So the Gemara says an explanation. The Rabbah holds Eid Zemim is a Chiddush. A Chiddush means Dabar HaSoysa Saklal, an exception to the rule. Why is it an exception to the rule? Because basically, my chazes did Tzayis Lahani, Tzayis Lahani. It's really Trey or Trey. Two people say like this, two people say like that. You don't know who's telling the truth. So here it's a Chiddush, it's an exception to the rule that we believe the second cut. So since it's a Chiddush, it's a Yetzman HaKlal, so there's a rule. Ein Lach Bala Mishas Chiddush HaVeyelach. We never heard of that rule. Ein Lach Bala Mishas Chiddush HaVeyelach. It sounds as if the Rav is invoking an ancient cloud. Where does that rule apply? Where do we ever find that rule? And what does Abaye hold? What does Abaye hold that min haTorah it's lemafreyahu nifsal? So the Tur, both in his commentary on Chumash as well as in the Chumash Mishpat, gives an explanation. So he says that Abaye disagrees with Rav. He holds that it's not a chiddush. It's Poshet why the second Katas believe and the first Katas not believe. Abaye agrees that there is a rule, that's if it's a Chiddush. But he disagrees, but Rabbi holds Eid Zaymim is not a Chiddush. Why? Because the Gemara says, according to Rava, what's the difference whether you hold the reasoning for Rava Mikan Labo Nifsal is Mid Rabbanim Shem Seid Lukuchas, or it's because of Chiddush on the level of Rice, Elabam Shas Chiddush of Yelach. So the Gemara says, if Paslinu Begazlanusa, let's say two witnesses come and they testify that someone is a ganef. They say that he made a big neiva 3 months ago, and no one ever knew about it. We just discovered it now. So if the reasoning for Rava that mikan lahabo nilsum mishum seder the lekuchas should apply there too, menator he's really puzzled from the time that he did the neiva, and with the rabbanon since no one knew about it, so you have to be machshir all of the story moment because of seder lekuchas not to make the whole world of business turn upside down. You don't want the whole world to collapse. But if you say the reason for Rava is because Eid Zaymim is a Chiddush, Ein Lach Bala Mishas Chiddush HaVeyelach, so it's only a Chiddush by Hazameh, because it's basically Trey Trey. But if Paslina BeGazlanusa, the second Kat of Edom say that the first Kat were Gazlanim, so the first Kat can't turn around and say we are not Gazlanim, they're Balei Dvarim. So the second Kat have no manus to say on the first Kat that they are Gazlanim. And the first Kat don't have them on, it's on themselves to say that we are not Gazlanim. So in that case, it wouldn't be a Chiddush, because that's not really Trey or Trey. The second Kat on them on him, because they're not Balei Dvarim. The first Kat The second cut say the first cut are paslina begazlanu, so they are gazlanim. So of course they're not nemanim al atzman to say that they're not gazlanim. If you all like the second explanation of Rava, that the reason why it's only pas mikan al abaz min atayra because chidush ain't lach b'mishras chidusha v'yelach. So if the second cut wasn't mazim the first cut, the second cut was paslina begazlanu, so then Rava will agree with Habay that it's nifsalim milam afreya. So the Torah says, just like the Gemara says, according to Rav, if the second cut is paslinu begazlanusa to the first cut, that's not a chiddush, that's a davar pasha. It's Habay holds it, every case of hazama is like that. The second cut say on the first cut say horak, Reuben horak Shimon in New York on such a date, on Sunday. The second cut says you were in Toronto. Second cut says about the first cut, you were in Toronto. How do you know what happened in New York on that date? You weren't even there. So if the second cut says we were there, Reuben lo harag Shimon, so that would be trey. The first cut says Reuben harag Shimon. Second cut says Reuben lo harag Shimon, but the second cut doesn't contradict the first cut. They say you weren't there, so the first cut are the balei dvar. The second cut says about them you weren't there, so the first cut doesn't have the manus to turn around and say we were there. A person doesn't have the manus on himself. That's what the Torah explains why Abaye holds that a zaymim is not a chiddush. The Torah assumes that Abai would also agree. If it would have been a chiddush, we would have applied this rule. But Abai holds that it's not a chiddush because just like Rava says, paslinu begazlanusa, so the first kat edim are the bali dvarim, so they're not nemanim on themselves to contradict the second kat, so that's not a chiddush. So Abai holds every case of eid zaymim is always like that. Because the second kat aren't contradicting the first kat, whether Reuben harag Shimon, Reuben lo harag Shimon. The second cut says about the first cut, you weren't even there. So the first cut are the Bali Dvar. So the first cut have no namanis to say about themselves that we were there. That's what the Torah writes. Torah writes in a Chumash. When they teach Chumash in different schools, so they like to say over this Torah. And the Torah writes in a Chosha Mishpah. So the Nesivis writes in a Chosha Mishpah. He quotes, with respect, he quotes the Torah, and he says he doesn't agree. He says, what do you mean? When the second cut says about the first cut that they were gazlonim, so the first cut are bali dvar. We're discussing, are you a ganef or not? The first cut said we are not ganavim, so they don't have the manas on themselves. They are the nidon. They are, how do you say in English, the nidon? They are the
defendants.
The defendant. So the defendant doesn't have the manas on himself. But if the first cut said Reuben harag Shimon in New York on Sunday, then the second cut says you were with us in Toronto on Sunday. You weren't even in New York in the middle of the day. So what do you mean? The first kata bali dvarim? What is it in Torah? Whether they were in Toronto? Lamai nafkimin, whether they were in Toronto in New York? The whole nafkimin only chaps. Do they have the ability to give Haggadah Seder that Reuben harag Shimon? So it boils down to trey trey. The first kat says we were there in New York and Reuben harag Shimon. Second kat says you don't know whether Reuben harag Shimon. You don't know what you're talking about. You weren't there in New York. That it's, you can't call them bali dvarim because the second kat says on the gufim shaleinim harishanim you were not there. There's no nidon. There's no psak going to come out whether they were there, they weren't there. The whole nafkamina, whether they were there in New York or not, is can they testify that Reuben killed Shimon? So it boils down to a trey utrey. So the Nesivis doesn't accept the tour. He thinks that Abaye has to agree with Rava that it's a chiddush. So if they both agree that it's a chiddush, so what's the machloikah? So Rava holds from this new klal, Eilach Bam Shas Chedusha V'Eilach, and Abaye says there is no such klal. So what exactly is the machloikah? So I thought, the Nesivis doesn't explain the rest. He just says he doesn't agree with the Torah. He says the Torah's explanation doesn't hold water. So what is the beer? So I thought the Pashtus is, the Machloikas, Abai Verova is, they both agree that Eid Zaymim should really be a Chiddush, that it's really Trey to Trey. The Gemara's Loshen is, my Chazis, the Tzais Lahani, Tzais Lahani. Why do you decide to accept the second? Maybe you should accept the first. So the Torah says we follow the second, but the Machlekes Habay V'Rava is, what was the Chiddush? They both agree it's a Chiddush. The Machlekes is, what is the nature of the Chiddush? So whereas Abai holds the Chiddush is that we give Nemanis to the second cut, and we don't give Nemanis to the first cut. So once you give Nemanis to the second cut, it's Nizbarer, it's a Gloy Muslim Afreya, that the first cut were lying, the second cut has Nemanis. So the first cut was lying as of 3 months ago. They were lying as of 3 months ago. So they're posalei, this milam afreya. And Rava disagrees. He says, no, the nature of the chiddush is not that we give nemanis to the second cut. If it would be nemanis to the second cut, that's a birur. And Abira is Nizbara Lamafre. It's Igloy Muslim Mafre. The first cut gave Eder Sheker as of 3 months ago. Rabbah holds that it's only a din in Hanhoge. Even after the Torah gives a Chiddush, that you give Kasher Zama, you give a punishment to the first cut, and the Pasalam Laedis, it's only a din we should be Noeg in accordance with what the second Adam said. The facts of the case, we still don't know who's telling the truth. We don't know whether the first one's told the truth or the second one's told the truth. But the Torah says the first become Pasalaitis and the first get an Einish Misa. And they get an Einish Mammon. But we're still not sure. That's a Chiddush. So Rava holds that it's only a din had to be Noheg. So Rava invokes this ancient cloud that apparently exists somewhere else in the world of Torah. Eilach bel Mishas Chedusha V'Eilach. Whenever you have this kind of a Chiddush, whenever you have the Torah gives you a din Hanhoga, I don't know what the facts are, but the Torah tells me how you should be Noheg. So whenever the Torah tells you how to be Noheg, so Rava says that's a klal. It's only noig mekala lahaba. Whenever there's a din anhoge, after you realize that you have an issue on your hands, you have a problem on your hands. So the Torah tells you how to be noig in that case. So that's where's the original din. Where do they both agree? El b'mishas chodeshva. This tosefta and shulmis. Here you have it. Whenever you have an isa, it falls into heta. So you have it's batel b'shishim, or it's let's say it's mimimina semen atar. It's batel b'roy. So when you're drinking your delicious soup, is going to have a little, every spoonful of soup is going to have a little chazashmalz in it, it's going to have a little treifas in it. So how are you allowed to drink it? You know bevados that you're eating treifas. You're going to have a few bowls of soup. You're going to swallow a whole kazayas of chazashmalz by drinking a couple of bowls of soup. But nonetheless, the Torah says that it's mutter. So that doesn't make any sense. That's a chok. That's a din hanhoge. The Torah says when you have bitl b'roiv, you have the right to be noig as if there's no isa here. So that's what the Tosefta says in Shulmas. That's the Bi'er Agron, Sarek Dalet, if Kot Neches quotes a Tosefta, that's a din deraisa. That you only say bitl beroiv, nikara lahabo mishas yidias hataruvis. Before yidias hataruvis, if you're not aware that you have an issue on your hands, then the Torah doesn't tell you how to be noheg. Once you realize that you have a problem, then the Torah tells you you have a right to be noheg like this. So that's the machlekes Abai v'Rabba. Does this klal? The klal does exist, and maybe that it exists in other places also by Chazoke.
But there we pasken like Abaye, not like Rabba.
We pasken like Abaye that by Yed Zaymim they both agree that it's a chiddush. They both agree Yed Zaymim is a chiddush because it really should have been trey u'trey. But the machlekes Abai v'Rabba is what's the nature of the chiddush. So Abai holds the nature, the essence of the chiddush is that the second cut has nemonis and the first cut has no nemonis. Oh, the second has nemonis, so it's nizbara, that's a birur. So birur is igloy milsalem afreya, that they gave Eder Sheker as of 3 months ago. And Rabbi says, no, even after the Chiddush HaTorah, you still don't have a birur who's telling the truth, who's telling a lie. You still don't know what the facts are. The Chiddush of the Torah only is a din hanhoge, you should be noyeg al pi hakat hashniya. You should be noyeg according to the second kat Eder. So since it's a din anhoge, so Rava holds it's only mikana labo, because it falls under that category of elach boel mishas chedusha v'elach. Whenever you have a din anhoge, so it only applies mikana labo. So one example of a din anhoge is bitl b'roiv. That's a tosefta and trumas. That's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. You have to have noedim in time. The Ramah disagrees there. Afilu loy noedim in time for a different reason. We'll have to learn the Ramah that'll. The Bi'er Agra test explains the Ramah there in Siman Tzadik Dalet Siv Beis. The Ramah doesn't disagree that you need the Yedias HaTorubis to have Bitl. It's a different reason why he disagrees with the Mechaber there. We'll have to spend a little time on that. So do you ever have this din anywhere else? There's a famous Tosis in Chulin, in the first Perek in Chulin. The Gemara has a question. How do you know that you go Basar Roiv? All discussion. Then the Gemara says, "How do you know you go basa chazaka?" So the Gemara learns out that you go basa roiv from paraduma. That the paraduma cannot be a treifa. How do you know if the animal is a treifa? What, you put it in front of an X-ray machine to test? They didn't have X-ray machines when the Tanai made all the paradumas. They didn't have X-ray machines. How do you know? We know that there's a certain percentage of animals that's always going to be a treifa. So the answer is you have a right to go basarayf. Fine. So Tosis Freik Takash, a paraduma has to be older than 1 year. So Machleg Satanam, how old the paraduma has to be? But it has to be more than 1 year old. And the Gemara seems to have a klal that treifa, if you have an animal that lived for 12 months, so that serves as a haichache that the animal was not a treifa. So if the paraduma is clearly older than a year old, so it's a proof that 12 months ago it was not a treifa. So maybe the reason why I can accept a regular animal as a paraduma, it's not a regular, to get a red cow, is quite a stunt. It's an expensive proposition. So to know that the paraduma is not a treifa, so frektesis, how do you know that it's based on roiv? Maybe it's based on chazoka. The fact that the cow survived for 12 months is a proof that 12 months ago it was not a treifa. Maybe it developed the treifas in the course of the last 12 months. So that yishtalof the chazoka. Yishtalof the chazoka. Since 12 months ago it was not a treifa of harai, that it's still alive today. So you have a right to assume that the situation, status quo, the situation didn't change. And it, in the course of the 12 months, it remained a non-treifa. That's Tosis Kasha. How can the Gemara prove from Paraduma that you go Basarayv? Maybe the reason why you have a right to assume that the Paraduma is not a treifa is because of Shtalav Chazon. So Tosis has two answers on the Kasha. So one answer they give is that the Gemara has a klal, the Ruba v'chazok, Ruba Odif. Machlekes Satanaim, Rav Meir Nechachamim. Rav Meir is of the opinion, Ruba v'chazok Ashkulim, the end of Yevamis, and the end of Chulin, Chulin Peiches, and a few Mesichtes, a few places in Shas. So the end of Kiddushin, Machlekes Rav Meir Nerabon. So Rav Meir's opinion, we don't accept Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds Ruba v'chazok Ashkulim, it's 50-50, and it's a sveka. And we pass Ruba v'chazok, Ruba Odif, Roiv is better. So what are you telling me that Paraduma is not based on roiv? If you're going to tell me you can't really prove from paraduma, you go basa roiv. Maybe paraduma, you're basing it on chazaka. The fact that the cow, the paraduma, is more than 12 months old, so it's a haichoche, that it wasn't a treifa as of 12 months ago, and you assume chazaka didn't change. So you only prove chazaka. How do you know that roiv is good? So Taisi says, no, but ruba chazaka, ruba adif. Roiv is better than chazaka. So once you prove chazaka, so it's a kavachayim that roiv is good. That's one answer that Taisi gives. That answer in Tosis is working on the assumption that Ruba v'chazok, Ruba Adav is based on a svara. If chazok is good, so Rav is certainly good, because Rav is much better than chazok. The other opinion in Tosis is no. Ruba v'chazok, Ruba Adav, we wouldn't know on our own what to say. It must be based on psukim. So Tosis is stuck with the question. So how can you prove from Paraduma? How can you prove from Paraduma that you go basa Rav? Maybe it's based on going basa chazok. This tesis, a famous tesis, appears in Chulin Yud Aleph Amar Aleph Dibra Maskel Asya Me Parah Aduma. Kevin the Parah Bashtei Shanim has to be older than 1 year. Bashtei Shanim means between the first birthday and the second birthday. After the second birthday, we would say it's 2 years old. So the Gemara calls it 3 years old. After the second birthday, is already Bashalosh. So Bashtei Shanim means in between the first birthday and the second birthday, but it has to be after the first birthday. So shtelav chazaka, because if the animal survived 12 months, I write that 12 months ago wasn't a treifa, and assume that it didn't change. That's the kasha. So they give two terutim. So the one teretz is rubav chazaka rubadiv. So if you can prove chazaka, so it's a kavachayma that rubav is better than chazaka. Fine. The other answer the test gives is not true. Rubav chazaka is based on psukim. It's not based on common sense at all. But this pasuk cannot be based on chazaka. So Tosis develops a klal that's accepted in Yeridea. Chazaka shalan is bara b'shaita ain't a chazaka. It's only called a chazaka if I know for sure what the facts are. If I know, I check the animal with an X-ray machine today, and I know that the animal does not have any treifas, and a year goes by, and I don't know whether the situation changed or not, so then I say yishtalav chazaka. But today, I don't know if the animal is a treifa today. But the fact that the animal survived 12 months is a proof that 12 months ago it was not a treifa, because if it would have been a treifa, it wouldn't have survived for 12 months. Treifa nachayud beis chodesh. So therefore, I want to shtelav chazaka and say that since 12 months ago it wasn't a treifa, so the situation didn't change. So Tosis says, kol chazaka shelo nisbara b'shaita. 12 months ago, I didn't know whether the animal was a treifa or not. I didn't know one way or the other whether the animal was a treifa. Lemaskan, I know it's not a treifa based on roiv, but kozman, you don't know that roiv. You have a right to follow roiv. So 12 months ago, b'shaito, you didn't know that it wasn't a treifa. You didn't put it in front of an X-ray machine. So now you're going to say, now I realize that 12 months ago I wasn't the treifa, and therefore I have a right to shtalav chazaka to assume that it didn't change. So that's Tosis Kalal, that's quoted in the Yerodea, kol chazaka shalon is bara b'shaita. The point, the starting point of the chazaka has to be nizbara b'shas maisa that itself. Why? What kind of halacha is that? So I thought that, I think this Reb Shimon Shkap says this too, if I'm not mistaken, that the Tosis points out that there's a difference between roiv and chazaka. Roiv means a birur, what the probability is. Let's say,
doesn't the first day also hold to that? Because if it's a svara that roiv is better than a chazaka, that's mavusas off the fact that roiv is a birur and chazaka is a hanhaga.
Pashtus is that ruba v'chazaka ruba odif means that roiv, that's how the Pnei Yeshua says. Why do we paskin like Chachamim derab Meir? Amel ruba v'chazaka ashkulim, and you don't know what to do. And we paskin, no, whenever ruba v'chazaka, roiv pulls in one direction, chazaka pulls in the other direction. So which one do you follow? So we paskin like the Chachamim derab Meir, ruba v'chazaka ruba odif, roiv wins. Why? So the Pnei Yeshua writes in Ksuvas and Daf Yud Aleph, and the Tosis is there, that roiv is mevara the facts of the case. Chazaka is a din hanhoga, where you don't know what the facts are. The halacha tells you how you should function, how you should act. But the dinim of chazaka only apply when you don't know what the facts are. But ruba v'chazaka ruba odif, roiv tells you what the facts are. Roiv is mevara what the facts are. And that's why Tosis says, what if it's a roiv garua? What if it's only a roiv that just made it by the skin of its teeth? Let's say the roiv is 51 to 49, 52 to 48. Shvacha roiv, they just made it. So strictly speaking, it's a roiv, but you can't say that that's really such a gewaldige birur. A birur it isn't. So in such a case, Tosis explains a lot of gemaras like this, and chulin, and kiddush and daf pei, and a few mesichtas, and nida, and avodah zarah. Tosis explains a lot of places like that. When do you apply the rule, ruba v'chazaka, ruba odif, only if it's a roiv bari, a gezunta roiv, it's 80 to 20, 75 to 25. That's a roiv, that's mevar. But if it's a roiv garua, just made it. It's a roiv of 51 to 49. So that's only a din hanhoga. That's not a birur. And in such a case, you wouldn't, even the rabban and the rabbi would agree, when you have ruba v'chazaka pulling in opposite directions, it'll be shkulim. So Tosis says that chazaka is not a birur. If something is a birur, so it's a gloy milson amafred, that the birur is a birur. It's mevar the fact that the case chazaka is not a birur. Chazaka is a din hanhoga. Baharaya, the Gemara has a din of Shnei Shvilin. The Gemara has in a few Masichtas, the Aloch of Shnei Shvilin. There are two highways, and I know that they buried a mace under one of the highways, and they paved over the highway. And the mace is the whole width of the highway. It's a narrow highway, and the mace is the whole width of the whole highway. So whoever goes on that highway is going to become Tommy Tumas Mace, is mile on a mace. But we forgot over the years, we forgot whether this, the Henry Hudson or the Mahala River Drive, which one of them has the Tumas Mace. So if someone goes on one highway or the other, so it's a Sofik Tumas Bishus Arabim and Sveika Tohar. Sofik Tumas Bishus Arabim and Sveika Tohar. What if one person went on this highway and one person went on that highway? So Boil Yishoel Bizach Hazeh, Reuben comes and he asks, I went on one of the two highways, am I Tohar? So the din is Sofik Tumas Bishus Arabim, you're Tohar. The other guy comes, Shimon went on the other highway, he asked the Shaila. So you say also that he's Tor. Sofik Tumas Bishus Arabim Tor. What if they come to ask Bevasachas, or one of them comes to ask on both of them? So then the Gemara says, Tachmamish Atayta Disasri. So you have to say, you have to paskan that they're both Tor. You can't say that they're both Tor. It's a Atayta Disasri. It's impossible. You have to say they're both Tor. So Tosis proves from the Gemara in the end of Masechus Nida that din, Bol Yishol Bevasachas, Shneim Tmeim, is only Midi Rabbonon. Min HaTorah, they're both Tohar, and it's only Midir Rabbanim Shem Nimechsi Kechucha V'yetlula. It looks ridiculous. The Psak of the Chacham is going to look ridiculous. That's a din in Yerideya, based on a few Gemaras. A Chacham is not allowed to give a Psak that's Tamu Ala Rabin, that the Balabatim will think that it's utterly ridiculous. So here, if Bol Yishol Bevasacha, so Tosis says, Min HaTorah, they're both Tohar. How can it be? How can it be? They're both Tohar. It's a Dovashi Efshalios. So Tosis says, based on the din of Sofik Tumah Bishus Arabim Sveika Tohar, Itaka would not say that they're both Tohar. Because Dabashi Epshalios, we wouldn't apply Sofik Tumah Bishus Ayechet Sveika Tomei Vadai and Sofik Tumah Bishus Arabim Sveika Tohar Vadai. Neither rule applies when it's a Dabashi Epshalios. That's the Tosis on the first daf in Nida. And Tosis is interpreting a Gemara in Maseches Nozir, in the beginning of Perek Shnei Nazirim here. The bottom Tosis on the daf going over to Amid Beis Dima Maschel Vehilo. So Tosin says, when you have a dovish yev shaliyo, so the klali hapsak by safik tuma b'shu sayochid vaday tomei, klali safik tuma b'shu sarabim vaday tohor, the klali hapsak don't apply. But nonetheless, min haTorah we are metar because of chazaka. Each one is becheskas tara, and chazaka works even though it's a dovish yev shaliyos. How can you paskin based on a cheskas tara, dovish yev shaliyos? It's impossible. It's keneged amtzis. They cannot both be tohor. So the answer is obviously that the din that yishtal of chazake, halacha says that you go status quo, is not a birur. It's not a birur. It's a din hanhoge. So the din hanhoge applies even if it's a dav she'iyav shalios. Like when you say the treifus falls in and it's batel b'shishim. What do you mean? When I'm eating the soup, I know bevado it's not a meeting of the chaza. So say nachanami. The mitzvah is that you're eating the treifus, but that's exeris akosar acharam lahatas, that the treifus becomes bottle b'shishim, a bottle b'roiv, if it's me'mimina, bottle b'shishim, if it's me'mishenimina, so it's nice and top. So that's a din of bittel. That's a din hanhoge. Bittel b'roiv is a din hanhoge. So here also, it's a din hanhoge. So viktume b'shus ha'rabim, sveika tohor, is a din hanhoge, even though it absolutely cannot correspond to reality. How can it be that Reuben went on one highway, Shimon went on the other highway, they're both bo'li shol b'vasachas, they're both tohor? That's an impossibility. So Tosfos says the rule of Safek Tumah B'Shus HaRabim Sveika Tohar is limited. That would only apply when it's Epshelios. When it's a Dav She'i Epshelios, it's Keneged HaMetzias, we cannot Paskan Shneim Tohorim. But Ben HaTorah, we still Paskan Shneim Tohorim because of the fact that Yishtal of Chazoke. And Chazoke works even though it's a tie to the Sasri. And it's only Midrabbanan that if Bo'el Lishol B'Vasach and Meshuv in the Mechzik, Kuchuch V'Yitlula, there we have to be machmer mid the rabbanon. So you see from that Tosfos, that's what the, I think Reb Shimchkov writes this in his sefer. And the Shari Yoshi, you see from that Tosfos that their opinion is that the halacha that you follow chazake is not mevar the facts of the case. Not mevar at all. It's a dov sheyev shalias, and you still follow chazake. It's an impossibility. It's clearly a din hanhoga. So that's what Tosfos writes in Chulin on Daf Yud Aleph that chazake shlen is bara b'shaita ain a chazake. Chazake is a din hanhoga. And Dina Hanhoge only applied, that's why Rav said the cloud, that's an ancient cloud that everybody subscribes to. Chiddush, Eilach Bal Mishas Chiddush of Yelach. What does it mean a Chiddush? Doesn't only mean a Chiddush a tied to the Sastri. Doesn't only mean a Chiddush a Yotzim and a cloud. Like, Eid Zaymem, the whole institution of Eid Zaymem, Bein Labai, Bein L'Rav is a Chiddush. It really should have been Trey U'Trey. And Trey U'Trey, my Chos is the Tzais Lahani, Tzais Lahani. So Eid Zaymim is a Yotzim and a Klal. We follow the second cut, we don't follow the first cut. But that's still a, that's... They both agree, Abai Barava both agree that it's a Chiddush, but the... See, the word Chiddush is used on the Daf in two different meanings. The word Chiddush means an exception to the rule. So Abai Barava both agree that it's a Chiddush. The Nesiva says, Abai Barava both agree that it's a Chiddush. But the usage of the term Chiddush in the second Klal, Eilach ba mishas chiddush ve'eilach. That is a klal. There, the term chiddush does mean any time that there's a chiddush. No, that means whenever you have a din hanhoge, so then it only din hanhoge only apply mikan lahabo. After your dias habaylim, after you realize you have a problem on your hands, how am I going to act? So the Torah tells you how to be noheg. So before you realize you have a problem, the Torah can't tell you how you should be noheg. So Abai holds. Abai is also masked and made zemim as a chiddush, but he holds the nature of the chiddush is that the second kat eidim have nemanis and the first kat don't. According to Abai, the nature of the chiddush of eid zemim is that it's a nemanis. The second kat have nemanis. New nemanis is a birur. So if you have a birur, so it's nizbar. It's a gloid muslim afreya that the first kat gave eid a sheka 3 months ago. So just because it's a chiddush, it starts off as a chiddush, that's not sufficient cause to say that it's only mikan al habo. When Rabbis uses the term chiddush the second time, elach bal mishas chiddush v'elach, the term chiddush in that statement only applies if it's a din hanhoge. So that Abai also is masking. You have other din hanhoge, namely bitl b'roiv is a din hanhoge, and the din that you follow chazok is a din hanhoge. So whenever you have a din hanhoge, it only applies mikar al haba. Abai just holds that this chiddush by Yed Zaymim, this is not a din hanhoge. This is a chiddush of giving nemanis to the second kat. Since you give nemanis to the second kat, so that's a birur. So a birur is a gloy milsa lemafreya. It's bar lemafreya. Yeah, it would be tamei. I think so.
Even though the etzim is really tamei, until he has the shayla, he's tamei. In other words, if he would have the shayla by himself, so then he would have been tamei, right? It's only because the two of them have the shayla together and look ridiculous, so we pass him.
No, they're both tamei. That's midirabbanan. They're both tamei. But Menatore, I say Chazake, he has a yediyah. He realizes when he goes on one of the Shnei Shvilim, he has a Shaila. So from the minute he has the Shaila, so the Torah tells him how to act. He doesn't know what the Torah is telling him, so he has to go ask the rabbi. But the Pesach is going to apply from the time that the Balabas realized that he has an issue on his hands.
But if he would have asked the Shaila by himself, and you would have come to the rabbi, he would have been Tahar.
Would have been Tahar, yeah.
The fact that two guys came at the same time, they won't have to pass, now they're Tahar.
You want to know this chumrim mid the rabbanon? Does this chumrim mid the rabbanon only apply mikana lahaba olama freya? This I don't know. Okay, that's a good shot. What if he touched something in between? Will it be mitami that? I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know.
Maybe the Rochanan, I think, points out, like Rebbe's quote from the Sivis, that the Ram Shita is also that Abaye agrees to the Yisod.
Of Eilach Ba Mishas Chedusha the
Eilach.
But he holds that it doesn't apply in this case.
The time is that the makes us l'shitasim the ran in the tour that by kavul mafreya whether you would say the chiddush of kavul mafreya also would be telling on this.
Okay, we have to learn more to find out what kavul mafreya is. Okay, we don't know that yet. Good. So you save it up till then. We'll get there. Okay. So getting back over here, they haven't tzadik dalit tziv beis. The mechaber writes that you need yedias ataruvis in order to say bittul. And the Ramah, who disagrees with Tamacher. The Bir Agra there explains in Tess, it's a different reason. But in Bir Agra Ches, he says, that's a Tosefta. Everybody agrees to that. And that's this Gemara and Bava Kama. Everybody seems to agree. There's there is an ancient principle. There aren't too many places where this principle applies. And the way we're explaining the word Chiddush, and that does not have the same connotation, doesn't have the same meaning as the first din. Baiva Rabba both hold that Edzaimim is a Chiddush. Chiddush in the sense, Dabra Soysos HaKlal is an exception to the rule. They both agree Edzaimim is Chiddush. But Benegeta, Enlach Baim Shas Chiddush HaVielach, there the term Chiddush doesn't mean Dabra Soysos HaKlal. There it means whenever you have a Din Hanhoge. A Din Hanhoge are only Noig Mikana Lahabo. So now there's a Ramah in Tzadik Tes Sifhei. The Ramah is quoting from the Sefer Yisad HaHetta by the Rabbeinu Yoina. It's not the famous Rabbeinu Yoina, it's Rabbeinu Yoina Gerondi. He was a mechutna of the Ramban. He was a Sfardi from Gerondi. And this Rabbeinu Yoina is Rabbeinu Yoina Ashkenazi. It's not they made a mistake on the first page of the Yisad HaHetta. They write as if it's the same Rabbeinu Yoina. This Rabbeinu Yoina is always quoting Bali HaTosis. The Yisad HaHetta Horach always quotes Bali HaTosis. So much of the Ramah is based on the Yisad HaHetta. Every page in Yerideh keeps on quoting from the Yisad HaHetta. There's always the traditions from the Bali HaTosis. So the Ramah is quoting here from the Yisad HaHetta, and the Shach writes there in Tezvav, is a long Shach. So he says, because he doesn't agree with the Ramah, and everything the Ramah said is based on the Yisad HaHetta, he has to quote the Yisad HaHetta and explain what he disagrees. So he says, the Yisad HaHetta said three Chidushim. And the Shach disagrees on all three. So, one of them is easy. One of them we already discussed. According to the Mechaber, that you don't say Chaticha Nasis Nevela Bishari Surim, so what's the din? Let's say in Basa B'cholov, I had a piece of meat, and I cooked it with a little milk, and you taste it, and you can taste the flavor of the milk. So that's Basa B'cholov Deir Ais. Then I took the piece of meat, and I cooked it in a pot full of water, full of soup. And now the tam of the cholov spreads out all over, it's mispashit all over. And then when you eat the piece of meat, you no longer taste the flavor of the milk. So that's epshel sochta asa. That's a din epshel sochta asa. So what's a din if it would be shari surim? I have a piece of meat, and I cooked it with chelov. I cooked it with dam. And when you eat the piece of meat, you can taste the chelov, you can taste the dam. So it's asa, tam kikar is asa. Then I took this piece of meat and I cooked it, and the tam was nispashet all over the gdeira, and now I'm going to eat the piece of meat. You cannot taste the chelum, you can no longer taste the dam. So the mechaber paskins like the rov harishonim that you don't say chaticha atzman nasis nevel. So would you say the oisa chaticha is chazeres lehatera or not? So that was a stira in the mechaber, right? The Ramah pointed out there was a steer in the Mechaber. Where was that? That was in Tzadik Beis Sif Dalet. The Mechaber says, "Achatir chatzman chazeres lias muteres." The last line in the Mechaber and Sif Dalit, before you get to the Ramah. Tzadik Beis Sif Dalit. So Mechaber writes, Va'oz, afilo achatich atzmoch azeres lius muteres, that epshe l'sochto az muta bishari sur, because you don't say chatich anas nevelo. So the Shach writes there, in Sifkot Nyud Aleph, that the Mechaber himself writes in Simen Kuvav, oz achaticha nisheres b'yisura. And the Ramah there, v'harav v'hago sham, the Ramah there in Simen, Reish Simen Kuvav, points out that it's a contradiction in the Mechaber. He contradicted himself. So the Shach gave a teretz. Shach said, no, the Mechaber really holds Osa Chaticha Nisheres Asura. Even though he holds that you don't say Chaticha Nas Novela Bishari Surim, but Eshe L'Soch, there's going to be Osa. So we said from Rav Soloveitchik, apparently the Mechaber holds there's a din that ain't Bitla Ela Metchilos HaTarubis. And since Metchilos HaTarubis, it was nice in Tam, even though now I've succeeded in removing a lot of the tam of the chaza, a lot of the tam of the chelev or the dam, but they ain't beat b'lal mitchilas atarubis. I hear, but if Mechaber writes the last line in Sif Dalit, was a chatichatz mechazeres liyus muteres, so the Shach says, no, it means if it's nisarif chat betrayed with other chatichas, you can't identify it, and it'll be batel b'roi. What's the chiddush? That's the din of chat betrayed, batel yavish b'yavish. So the Shach says, no, the chiddush is, even if it's a chaticha ruilis kabed, and usually chaticha ruilis kabed is not batel, but that's only if it's an isa machmas atzma. But here, the chaticha is only also because it has a bli of dam in it, has a bli of chelev in it, has a bli of chazer in it. So it's not an isa machmas atzma, so the din of chaticha ruilis kabed doesn't apply. That was the shachness of kotn yud aleph, and simen tzarik beis of kotn yud aleph. So the Shach assumes that the correct shita is what the Mechaber wrote in Reish Simen Kuvav, in order that there shouldn't be a steer Mechaber, that also chaticha nisheres asura. So that's number one. The Issa the Heta holds not so. So that, when you look in the Shach Tzadik Tes, if Kotten Tezvav, halfway through the Shach, about halfway through the Shach, he has a parenthesis of a little more than a line. The Masha Kasab Issa the Heta, I feel the lach is lagame. So that's in parentheses. Here in my edition, it's on page 462. In my edition, it's page 462. It's six lines from the bottom. The other edition is going to be on a different page. It's about halfway through. So he has that one line. So that's one point that he disagrees with the Yisavahet. The Yisavahet holds osachatir. Epshel l'sochta was muter. If you hold, there's no chanan b'shari surim. Epshel l'sochta was muter. Afil osa chaticha will become muteres. So he says, we don't accept that Issa v'heta. We paskan like, because the Shach gave a teretz, why it's not a steer in the Mechaber. So he says, even within the Mechaber, the Ramo holds chaticha nasnel b'shari surim. Epshel l'sochta is going to be us. But even according to the Mechaber, the whole chaticha nasnel does not apply to shari surim. Actually, the sechta is going to be also. So that's one point of the Issa v'heter that the Shach disagrees. Okay. Then the other two points of the Issa v'heter are all based on this topic of Noida HaTaruas. So the Issa v'heter says like this. There is a Rabbein Ephraim, there is the Rabbein Tam, that you say Chaticha Nasis Nevela Bishari Surim. So it's not enough if you have shishim kineged the iser, that's a little chela fell into 20 units of vegetable soup. And the whole thing has a tam iser, and the chela didn't become this battle. And now some of the vegetable soup falls into another part of something, of food. So it's not sufficient to say you only need shishim kineged the proportion of the vegetable soup that's chela, because everything was mixed in together. You need shishim kineged the whole thing. So the Issa the Heta says, that doesn't make any sense. Chanan b'shari surim doesn't make any sense. So we paskin it's only with the Rabbah. Mechaber doesn't hold from it, okay? The Ramah paskins like the Rabbein Tam. But it still doesn't make any sense. What kind of a din is that? So he said, that's a din hanhoga. That's a din hanhoga. So he says, that din hanhoga only applies mikana l'habo, if there's yidiyas hatarubis. So if you're aware that the treifis fell into the Heter, and you don't have shishim kenegdo, and you got to be careful with this. So then there's a din, if some of this is going to fall into another pot, that you need shishim kenegdo, the whole taruvis, the whole carry of the isa. It's not enough in shishim kenegdo, the amount of isa that's there. He said, that's only if noida ha taruvis. That's one isa v'heta. Then the Issa Behetta has another thing. He says, what if you have a case where you don't say Chanan Bishari Surim? Let's say Balach Balach. The Ramah says Makam Hefsid Meruba. You don't say Chanan Bishari Surim. So let's say some Isser fell into Heter. It's all Lach Balach. Isser fell into Heter, and you only have 20 units against the Isser. You don't have 60 units against it. And I have Yediyas HaTaruvus. I realize that I got a problem on my hands, that I don't have Shishim. And now, another 45 units of Heter fall in. Accidentally. Another 45 units of Heter fall in. So the Issa the Heter, and this part is quoted by the Ramah. That's the Ramah in Tzadik Tes, Sif Hei. The second half of the Ramah. And my edition is page 462, the last line. Afilu b'makom d'lar menecha tichanas nevela. Let's say, lach balach bishari surim. Lach balach bishari surim, b'makom hefsim merum. Okay. Afilu b'makom d'lar menecha nan bishari surim, l'mahari ha-heter levatel. If first the Issa fell into 20 units of Heter, and it didn't become Batel B'Shishim. But then another 45 units of Heter fall in, and now I have 65 units of Heter against the Issa. I should say now that it's Batel B'Shishim. So the Ramah quotes in the Issa of Heter, if there was Yediyas HaTaruvus after the Issa fell into the 20 units of Heter, so it's already Oiz Gepaskant at that time that these 20 units can't be Mevatel the Issa, because you don't have Shishim. So later on, you're not going to say Chanan Bishari Surim. You're not going to need Shishim Keneged Kula, because Chanan Balach Balach Bishari Surim doesn't apply. Makom Hefsim Meruba, let's say. But still, those 20 units can't be Mevatel Yisa. You have to have 60 units of Yisa later on. Once there's Yedias HaTaruvus, and he says, then Adina HaNhoge sets in that these 20 can't be Mevatel, so those 20 are not going to be Mevatel, period. So true, you don't say... You don't say Chanan Bishari Surim. If you would have said Chanan Bishari Surim, then you would have needed Shishim Keneged the whole Taruvus. Let's say one unit of Issa fell into 20 units of Heter, and then the whole thing fell into a big pot. So if you say Chanan Bishari Surim, then you need Shishim Keneged all the 21 units. So the Ramah is saying, let's say Lach Balach Bishari Surim, Hefsid Meruba. You don't say Chanan. You don't say Chanan. But still, if there was Yediyas HaTaruvus after the one unit fell into the 20 units, and at that time of Yediyas HaTaruvus, you realize that you can't use these 20 to be Mevatel. So later on, you can't use the 20 to be Mevatel either. You're going to have 60 units of Heter going to fall in. If only 45 units of Heter going to fall in, 45 and 20 is 65. So now you have Shishim, Teignish. If there was Yediyas HaTaruvus after the Issur fell into the 20 units of Heter, Afilu b'makom d'lar menecha tichanas nevela, heist b'shari sum b'lach b'lach l'mahani ha-heter levatel, if 45 units of Heter fall in. Elohim Keni, Taisav Kaidim Shenoida HaTaruvus. You can add up the 45 units now with the 20 units before to add up 45 and 20 is 65. Only if Loi Noida HaTaruvus. Avil Noida HaTaruvus Kaidim, if it's Noida in between, after it fell into 20 units, so what's Noida? So Noida, we had, without Noida HaTaruvus, you don't say Bittel. That's one example. The din of bittul is a din of hanhaga, but the Ramah says this is the opposite direction. This is lechumre. This is lechumre. Once it's noida hataruvis, and I know that I can't use these 20 to be mevatel, the one unit of isa that fell in, so these 20 can never be used. If it'll be noida avlam, noida hataruvis kaidem, in between the 20 and the 45, lomahani, mashini tosavachach, another 45, you're going to have that 60 should fall in later on. If you would have said Chanan Bishari Surim, then you would have needed 60 units against all 21 units. Okay. If you would have, if you say Chanan Bishari Surim, Balach Balach.
If you say no, that you still need the 60 new ones, but the 20 are like they're not there.
So here, because he gives us a break. If you don't say Chanan Bishari Surim, Balach Balach, Mak Mehav Simarube, so you don't need 60 Keneged all 21, it's enough, the 20 are as if they're not there, and you need a full 60 should fall in later on. So these are the three dinim that the Issa Behetta has in one section. The one din he puts in parentheses, because that's unrelated to the other two dinim. One din he puts in parentheses and he bumps them off. He said, the Issa Behetta says that if you don't say Chanan Bishari Surim, Osa Haticha Chazeris Lias Muteris. So he says, we don't accept that. We follow the Mechab and Simen Kuvav. It's not a steer between the Ramah took it that it's a steer between the Mechaber Kuvav Mechaber and Tzadik Beis, and the Shachfer emphasized it, the steer. He said the Mechaber in Tzadik Beis is talking about a case when it's in his battle, so there's no steer in the Mechaber. Fine, so that he knocks off in parentheses, we don't accept that Issa V'Heta. But then he says the Issa V'Heta had another two dinim. The one din is that you only say Hanan Bishari Surim if it's Noida HaTaruvis, because Chaticha Nas Nevela is not a mistabe dikedin. Hanan Bishari Surim is not a mistabe dikedin. It's a new din hanhoge that's not sufficient with Shishim Keneged the Yisr. You have to have Shishim Keneged the carrier of the Yisr. So the Shach holds we shouldn't pass on like that. The Yisr they had to hold, that's also a din hanhoge. The din of Hanan Bishari Surim is a din hanhoge. It is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Where is there a din that you need Yedias HaTarubis? That's the Tosefta and Trubis, and Mechaber quotes it in Simen Sarik Dalet. That without Yedias Noida HaTarubis, there's no Bittul. Because Bittul is a din Anhoge. So the Issa Beheta holds, I have another two din Anhoge, that are only Noig Mikara Lahaboy after Yedias HaBalim. One is Hanan Bishari Surim, which was invented by the Rabbein Tam. Mechaber says it doesn't exist. So this din that was invented by the Rabbein Tam, this is a din Anhoge, and it only applies if Noida Taruva, so the Shach thinks that it's not correct. And then this, the Pashtus is, even according to this Issa V'Heta, the Hanan Bishari Surim is a Din Hanhoge, and it only applies if the Noida Taruva is. I would assume that Hanan Bebas B'Cholav is a real Din. That's not a Din Hanhoge. Chaticha Nasrela Bebas B'Cholav is L'Chor, it's Heta Nepach Lias Isser. So that shouldn't require Noida Taruva. I would assume that shouldn't require Noida Taruva. That even according to the Issa V'Heta, Luchari shouldn't require Noida Taruvis. But even if you'll accept the Issa V'Heta, Luchari is only talking about Hanan Bishari Surim. I think so. I'm not sure. I think so. Here in Simen Tzadik Beis, wait, Simen Tzadik Beis, Siv Dalet, the Mechaber writes the din of Chaticha Nas Nevela Bishari Surim. The first line is Siv Dalet. Reb Shlomo Eger says, Chaticha Nas Nevela. And he tells you, look in the Shach Tzadik Tes and Katan Tezvav, that even without Yedias HaTaruvis. I thought that Maramokim wasn't accurate. I thought the whole discussion that the Shach has in Tezvav is only his dispute with the Issa V'Heta Ha'orach is only Hanan Bishari Surim. That the Issa V'Heta holds it's a din anhogi, you have to have Davke Yedias HaTaruvis. The Shach holds that you don't. But Hanan Bebasa B'Cholam. Hanan Bas B'Cholav is a real din. That happened automatically. Whether people knew about it, they didn't know about it. It's a mitzias. It became Bas B'Cholav. So I thought over there, I thought the Shach was irrelevant over there. I thought there everyone would agree that you don't need Yedias HaTaruvis. But Shlomo Eger tells Tzups, I didn't think he was right. I thought that this Shach is not related to Bas B'Cholav. So Nachamal said, the Issa V'Heta has three chidushim, and the Shach disagrees with all three. So the first one is in the parentheses, what the Shach quotes, the line. That he holds also achaticha chazeris lias muteris, and the Shach says, well, we don't hold like that. We hold like the Mechaber wrote zimikuvav. It ain't bitul al mechilas hataruvis. Then the other two chidushim of the Issa V'Heta both have to do with noida hataruvis. So he says chanan bishari surim. The chumer of the Rabbein Tam say chanan bishari surim that now you need shishim keneged the whole taruvis only applies after yedias habaylim. If there was no yedias habaylim, then chanan bishari surim doesn't apply. Then he says, Chiddush number two, even when you don't say Hanan Bishari Surim, lach balach, behepsi merube. But if you had Yedias HaBailim, that these 20 can't be mevatel, so those 20 are mesulak mikan. So even if 45 units of Heta will fall in later, the Ramah quotes that Issa V'Heta here, in Tzadik Tes Sifei. Ramah quotes it, those 20 are mesulak, you can't use them. That's already oizget paskin. That's already nipsak. So when is there a din that if you added on 45 felon later, 20 felon, first 20 units of heter, the Issa fell into 20 units of heter. Then later on another 45 units fall in, and now you say you have shishim. That's only if it's loy noida bin time. But the Ramah says if it's noida bin time, then yedias habaylim is kaveya din. Or is gepaskin that these 20 cannot be mitztaref leheter. So the Issa v'heter has that din, and he said that's a din only if Yedias HaBailim. So the Shach says that such a din doesn't exist. He disagrees with this whole Ramah. And the Shach, I could have seen that you can distinguish between the two. I would have also disagreed with this Ramah. I never heard of such a din. That the 20, where does it say such a din? An Issa fell into 20 units of Heter. and you're not going to say Hanan, but if it's Noida HaTaruvis, so those 20, always get paskent, you can't be Mitzar for them. And later on, you're going to need 60 units of Heter. So another 45 units of Heter to fall in is not good enough. Where does it say such a din? Mamish, the Yisav HaHeter invented from thin air. I would have also said it doesn't exist. But the other half of the Yisav HaHeter, that does exist. That's in Tzadik Beis Siv Dalet. That's a din of Hanan Bishar Yisurim. That the Ramah paskin, there is a din of Hanan Bishar Yisurim. So it's not so bad, so I can understand. The Yisav HaHeter claim that's a din on Hoge. You only say Hanan Bishar Yisurim if it was Noidat HaRubis. Noidat HaRubis said that din on Hoge never doesn't apply. Wasn't formulated. But this din doesn't exist. There is no such din. The 20, once you pass Ganois, that the 20 cannot be Mevatl, the one unit of Issa, because you don't have Shishim. So it's always get Paskin, and you have to consider a commander later. Where did he get such a din from? If there would have been such a din, I would have said also like the Issa Veheta. It depends on Noida. But there is no such din. What did he invent a din Ishmael Ayin for?
Sorry, the Shach would hold, because the Shach Lacher has to be masking, because by, in general, Bittul, since at Tanhaga, you need Yedias HaTarovis. So
that they all agree, that's in Tzadik Dalet, and Be'er Agra quoted from the Tosefta and Trumas. That is a din.
So according to the Shach, Chanan B'Shar Yisurim is not on Haga?
I don't know. He says Chanan B'Shar Yisurim applies even before Yedias HaTarus. I don't know. We have a din that Chomet Shenisarev Koidem HaPesach. There's a machlekes harishonim. Chometz bePesach is b'mashu. What about chometz on erev Pesach? Chometz on erev Pesach is also b'mashu. On erev Pesach in the afternoon, when chometz is also men haTorah, we assume chometz is also b'achila. On erev Pesach after chatzos, 2 hours before chatzos, also in the rabbanon. So let's say you have a mashu of chometz, a little bit of chometz falls into a pot of soup on erev Pesach. So that's a machlekes harishonim. Why is chometz b'mashu? So the Ramor writes against the Rambam that the reason why Chometz bePesach is b'mashu is not because Dovish Eshel Matirin. If the reason why it's b'mashu is because Dovish Eshel Matirin, so then it'll be noig even on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Dovish Eshel Matirin is also us. What's the simon Dovish Eshel Matirin? Simon Kuv Beis. So the Ramor writes over there that Chometz is b'mashu is not like the Rambam's reasoning. The Rambam writes because Dovish Yesh L'Matirin. So the Ramah writes that we don't accept that. Here in my edition, it's Simon Kuv Beis, the last 6 lines in the Ramah. Dovish Yesh L'Matirin v'chayzev en esek v'chamiz b'pesach lo mikir Dovish Yesh L'Matirin. My edition is page 478. The Ramam holds that it's still a Dovish Yesh L'Matirin. So the Nafkamina Chatz, Erev Pesach after Chatzos. According to the Rambam, Chometz Afilu Be'erev Pesach, that there is no Koris, there is no Chumra de Koris, it's still going to be B'mashu. So the Rambam says we don't pass like the Rambam, we pass on the Chometz B'mashu is only a Chumra, not because of Dovish Yesh L'Matirin. That's the Shach and Yud Dalet. And then the Simen Kuv Beis. The Shach and Yud Dalet writes, what's the difference? Chometz bePesach is b'mashu. What is the Ramah writing at Pilpul? He says we don't accept the Ramah's reason. The Chometz bePesach is b'mashu because Dovish Yesh L'Matirin. It's a different reason. What's the difference? Bottom line, Chometz bePesach is b'mashu. So the Shach says no. It's a nafkamina. What about Chometz shenisarev be'erev Pesach after Chatzos? So according to the Ramah, the reason for the Chometz b'mashu is because Dovish Yesh L'Matirin. So even on erev Pesach, it's also awesome. But according to the reason that we accept, we hold that it's not called Dovish Yesh L'Matirin. Because Dovish Yesh L'Matirin is only a chumim with the Rabban. On the level of the rice, it is bottle. And with the Rabban, Chometz Shavala Pesach is going to be Osir. So it's a Dovish Yesh L'Matirin. So we don't accept the Rambam's opinion. The Rambam is problematic. Why does he call it a Dovish Yesh L'Matirin? We'll have to figure out what the Rambam is talking about. So the Shach writes in Yud Dalet, what's an afkamina halacha l'maise? Whether the reason my Chometz b'mashu is because chumim the chorus is because of Dovish Yesh L'Matirin. Afkamina is an erev Pesach, because one eats Chometz b'erev Pesach. It's not chayiv koris. According to the Tosfos, it won't be b'mashu on erev Pesach. According to the Rambam, it'll even be b'mashu on erev Pesach. So we paskin that the chometz b'pesach is b'mashu is only a chumra. It's not based on dovish yesh l'matirin. It's only a chumra based on chumra de koris. So what's the din of the chometz was in this battle before Pesach, and then Pesach comes? So we paskin that it's not chayiv v'niyu. The Rambam writes not so. The Rambam writes even Chomish and Nisarev on Purim. and you have shishim against it. But on Purim it's irrelevant. You're allowed to, you can eat all the chametz you want. Then when it comes Pesach, so you're not allowed to eat that product. The Vilna Gaon explains what's the machlokes. The Vilna Gaon explains what's the machlokes between the Rambam and the Psak Halacha, that the Rambam holds chosev in the year, that chomish in esarev koidem at Pesach, when it comes Pesach it's going to be b'mashahu, and we don't accept that Rambam. So he says it's l'shitosim over here, well, the chomish ber Pesach is b'mashahu or not. The Rambam holds chomish ber Pesach after chatzos is b'mashahu. Because the Rambam's reason why Chometz is b'mashu, he says it's an old din, a double shen shel matirin. Even Erev Pesach also, it's going to be b'mashu. Masheni came the Bali Atosis, the Ramoah quotes the Bali Atosis, who disagree with the Rambam, and they say he's wrong. The Ramban argues it out. The Ramban and Mechamis argues it out. How can you call Chometz a double shen shel matirin? If double shen shel matirin would have been a din derais, double shen shel matirin is like bottle. So Chometz Shabbat or Pesach is only a chumrim with the Rabbanim and a Torah, it's mutter. So you can say it's a double sheish matirin, but halacha lemaisa chomish halal pesach is also with the rabbanon. The whole din of double sheish matirin is only with the rabbanon. So on the level of the rabbanon, the thing is a double sheish matirin. On the level of the raisa, there is no din that the double sheish matirin is b'mashuah. The whole din is with the rabbanon. No, on the level of the rabbanon, chomish halal pesach is also. So it's a double sheish matirin. So that's why they don't understand the Rambam. They don't understand what the Rambam is talking about. So the Bir Agro explains that these two Rambams are the shitosim. He says like this: if chametz gets mixed in with kosher the pesach diga food on Purim, so does it become bottle or not? So he says it's all heta beheta. So nothing becomes bottle then. So when does it become bottle? When it comes erev pesach in the afternoon, that's when it becomes iser. So the Rambam holds chametz ber pesach is already b'mashahu. So up until erev pesach, it's heta beheta. There's no bittle. When it comes to Erev Pesach, it's already been mashahu. So far, fine. Masheni kein, we don't paskin like the Rambam. We paskin the chametz. Erev Pesach is bottle. Koidem Erev Pesach, it's heta beheta. It doesn't become bottle. When it comes to Erev Pesach, chametz Erev Pesach is bottle. That's the shach yudale, the end of Siman Kuf Beis. That chametz Erev Pesach is bottle, because the whole reason my chametz is been mashahu, because the chumra of kareis. So in Erev Pesach, it'll be bottle. So once it's bottle, when it enters Pesach, it doesn't become any worse. It's not going to be chosev in here. That's Bir Agro explains l'shitosa. The Bir Agro over there at the end of Simitz Acharifas, but he says that he claims that that's the Poshim Shat in the Rambam. The two machlokes and atoli zeh bezeh. Three machlokes. And what's the reason why chometz is b'mashahu? The Rambam holds davar sheyesh matir and the Tosfos chumra dekoris. So and then that's one machlokes. And the second machlokes is whether be'erev Pesach it's b'mashahu or not. So the Shach says that depends on the reason. If you all like the Rambam, that is davar sheyesh matir, so I feel a be'erev Pesach it'll also be mashu. But the way we, the Ramot paskins, like the Bali Atesis, the chometz, the Pesach is b'mashahu because of the chumra dekoris. On erev Pesach there is no koris. So then it will be bottle. And the third nafkamina is, what if it's chomish and esarev kodem at Pesach a month before Pesach? Will it be chosev in here on Pesach? Are you allowed to eat it on Pesach? So according to the Rambam, he say it was heta beheta, never became bottle. Heta beheta le bottle. When it comes erev Pesach and it becomes Easter, it's already davar sheyesh matirin. So it's already b'mashu. So there's no moment of time that it became bottle. Masheni ken, according to the way the Ramot paskins, like the Bali Atosfos, so koidem at Pesach, a month before Pesach is heta beheta. When it comes erev Pesach, it becomes Easter, becomes bottle, because it's not b'mashu until Pesach. Once it became bottle on Erev Pesach, so it remains bottle into the middle of Pesach. That's the Bir Agro explains. He holds that that's Poshut Pshat. So the din is Nachamot. So that's how we pass on Halacha L'Maaseh. Chometz Koidem at Pesach is not B'mashu, it becomes bottle, and it's not Chosev in Ir. Chometz B'Pesach is B'mashu. So what's the din in the following case? Let's say Chometz fell into a little bit of Chometz Dika vinegar, fell into Pesach Dika soup. And the Balabasta didn't realize it. She didn't know what happened until the middle of Pesach. Leil HaSeder, she's about to serve the soup. So her child tells him, by the way, I put a little bit of chametz dika, just as a good joke, he put a little chametz dika off. If the kid put it, maybe that's called Yediyah Sataruvis. Maybe that's called Yediyah. So let's say she discovers on Leil HaSeder that a little bit of chametz fell in on Erev Pesach. So is that called chametz in the Sarev Koidem at Pesach? The Kodem HaPesach Chometz is not b'mashu. If there was shishim against it, it'll be bottle. But he say no, since there was no Yediyas HaBailim until the middle, there was no Yediyas HaTurub until the middle of Pesach, so the whole Diyun of Bittul begins the bittul doesn't begin until after Yediyas HaTarubis. And if the Yediyas HaTarubis occurred in the middle of Pesach, so that's the din of Chametz BePesach is b'mashul. So the Mishnah Brura writes in Hilchos Pesach, he quotes the Achrayim, that even if there wasn't any Yediyas HaBailim before Pesach, the Yediyas HaBailim occurred in the middle of Pesach, he's still treated like Chomet in his battle, Kodem HaPesach, that it's not Chayzavini. So that's the question, why should it be so? That's the question, why should it be so? So they write Torah on that. That's a problem. We really should have considered that. If that says in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tzadik Dalet, that's a Tosefta and Trumas that everybody subscribes to, that you don't say Bittul unless there's Yediyas HaTaruvus. With that Yediyas HaTaruvus, Tzadik Dalet Siv Beis. With that Yediyas HaTaruvus, there's no Bittul. So if there wasn't Yediyas HaTaruvus of the Chametz till the middle of Pesach, why do we assume, why does the Mishnah Berurah pass in Halacha that that's considered like Chomet in his battle, Kodem HaPesach? It wasn't this battle, it was Nesarif Kodem HaPesach. The Kozman, there's no Yediyas HaBailim, there's no Bittul. So the Bittul only occurred in the middle of Pesach. No, isn't that in violation of the rule? The Chomet B'Pesach is the Mashiach. So that's a good Tekashah. They work on that Kashah. Yeah. What else do we have in this in Tzadik Beis when the Ramah develops his shita, Rabbeinu Tam shita, that you do say Hanan even b'shar Isurim, but this everyone has to agree. If it's Yabish b'Yabish, the Rishonim have rights. Whenever it's Yabish b'Yabish, so everybody agrees that you don't say Chaticha Nas Nevela b'shar Isurim. So the Shach says it's not that it's a machlokes and by Basa B'cholov u'machmen b'shar Isurim u'mekel. It says even by Basa B'cholov, if it's a Taruvus of Yabish b'Yabish, Yavish b'yavish bechlal. You don't apply chaticha nas nevela b'shar yisurim. Chaticha nas nevela basa b'cholav is only basa b'cholav joining together. But if you have a chaticha basa b'cholav, that's nesarev and other chatichas. That's basa b'cholav b'shar yisurim. That gets mixed into other things. It doesn't have any chumrah basa b'cholav. That's a shach later. Where was that shach? I wrote that down also in the Maamar Kaima somewhere. Tzadik Dalet Chav Beis. Tzadik Dalet Chav Beis. That's the last seven lines in the Shach. The whole Shach is important. Tzadik Dalet Chav Beis in the Shach. The last. Oid Kosov HaBeis Yoyse B'Sobse Mekuv Gimaz Olashona. If you have Basa B'Cholov, and the Basa B'Cholov gives time into water, and you don't have Shishim in the water against the Basa B'Cholov, so the Beis Yoyse says, oh! Chaticha nasvela b'basa b'cholav. That I agree to. So the Shach says, what did he agree to over here? Basa b'cholav into water is like shari surin. That's not dinah kibasa b'cholav. He's masig on the Beis Yosef. He quotes the Beis Yosef two lines. At kalushan b'halach l'shitasai. And the Shach says, v'loy nehira. It doesn't make any sense. If you assume like the Beis Yosef, like the Rov HaRishonim, that you don't say chanan b'shari surin only by basa b'cholav. By basa b'cholav means Basar into chalav into basar, not basar b'chalav into water. Basar b'chalav into water is like shari surim. That's what he's masking. He says, but we pass like the Ramah, that you even say chanan b'shari surim also, so it's irrelevant. But he says, if someone would hold like the Beis Yosef, or Sfarim hold like the Beis Yosef, he says they shouldn't follow this Beis Yosef. Basar b'chalav into water should be treated like shari surim, shouldn't be treated like basar b'chalav. Okay. Well, you know, tomorrow I'll have to make a list of some more. We're not going to go through the whole Yeridea. Much of the Yeridea never comes up. The Shadas never come up. I just want to pick out those Sifim and those Shachs, those Sifim Tanim, which come up and which is a Hazara, and what we learned. So far it's a Hazara. Okay.